Project Veritas, Elizabeth Warren staffer says pandering to trans crowd loses elections, fucking no-brainer. By Joshua Kaplan on February 3, 2020. A purported field organizer for Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA 2020 White House campaign warned that catering to the transgender community is an election loser for Democrats, according to a newly released undercover Project Veritas video. The staffer, identified as Angel Alicia, is caught on film expressing frustration over the Warren campaign's intense focus on social justice, particularly stressing the importance of using pronouns to address others, rather than talk more about how the Massachusetts Democrat will create jobs with wages that improve one's standard of living. At the end of the day, if we're gonna prioritize pronouns over making sure people have a decent standard of living, that's wrong, Alicia tells the Project Veritas journalist. And when you come from where I come from, no one gives a fuck about a goddamn pronoun. People want to know how to create a job. When you put that over making sure people have decent jobs and healthcare, like, it's a fucking no-brainer why we're going to goddamn lose an election, he adds. These comments stand in stark contrast to Warren, who has made transgender rights a key focus of her presidential platform. Last month, Warren pledged only to appoint a Secretary of Education that a transgender child approved of. I'm going to have a Secretary of Education that this young trans person interviews on my behalf. And only if this person believes that our Secretary or Secretary of Education nominee is absolutely committed to creating a welcoming environment, a safe environment, and a full educational curriculum for everyone will that person actually be advanced to be Secretary of Education, the senator told supporters at a campaign event in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 2 weeks prior, Warren vowed to ensure transgender women aren't in the same prisons as men if she is elected president. We have to protect all of our people, and it works all the way through the system, the senator vowed. One of the things we have to think about as a nation, we have to stop putting trans women who are incarcerated into prisons with men where they are at risk. It is our responsibility. I will direct the Bureau of Prisons to end the Trump administration's dangerous policy of imprisoning transgender people in facilities based on their sex assigned at birth and ensure that all facilities meet the needs of transgender people, including by providing medically necessary care, like transition-related surgeries, while incarcerated, she added. Project Veritas' latest video is part of its ongoing #Expose2020 series. The journalism outfit recently released footage of several field organizers for Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT presidential campaign. One organizer, identified as Kyle Jurek, warned that Milwaukee, host of this year's Democratic National Convention, will burn and police will be beaten if Sanders is not the party's nominee.